Good. All right. So what this is Bhishma Dev's prayers. Bhishma Dev is one of the 12 Mahajans. Mahajan in this sense means one who is a primary example of the science of Krishna consciousness. The 12 Mahajans, they teach by their example how to be a pure devotee of Krishna. Bhishma Dev is one of those 12 authorities, and even though he fought against Krishna in the battle of Kurukshetra, when he was dying, Krishna came with the Pandavas to go see him. Bhishma Dev had received a benediction from his father, because Bhishma Dev wanted to allow his father to marry a particular woman. But the condition was that Bhishma Dev could not claim heir to the throne. So the father of the girl was reluctant to give his daughter to Bhishma Dev's father. So Bhishma Dev said, okay, I vow that I will never marry in my life. And in this way, his son, because he wouldn't have any son, would not claim heir to the throne. So under those conditions, Bhishma's father was allowed to marry this woman. And at that time, he was blessed that because he made this great vow that he would never marry in his life, then he was given the benediction that he will die only when he decides to die. Under no other circumstance, he will die only when he decides. So at the end of the battle of Kurukshetra, Bhishma Dev's entire body is riveted with arrows, but he's still alive. And he's lying at the scene on a bed of arrows that have pierced his body. So Krishna and Yudhishthir and others, they came to see Bhishma. Bhishma was waiting for Krishna to come. And Krishna, he stood at the feet of Bhishma. So Bhishma decided to give up his life by looking at the face of Krishna, just as the sun was setting. And as he was dying, he offered prayers to Krishna, and these are some of them which deal with the Bhagavad Gita. This is Srimad Bhagavatam, so we should chant. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Very good. Vasudevaya means unto Krishna. Let's do it two more times. You repeat. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We'll do it one more time. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Very good. So this is taken from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 9, verses 33 through 39. Bhishma Dev prayed. Sri Krishna is the intimate friend of Arjuna. He has appeared in this world in his transcendental body, which resembles the bluish color of the tamal tree. His body attracts everyone in the three planetary systems, upper, middle, and lower. May his glittering yellow dress and his lotus face, covered with paintings of sandalwood pulp, be the object of my attraction, and may I not desire fruitive results. On the battlefield where Sri Krishna attended Arjuna out of friendship, the flowing hair of Lord Krishna turned ashen due to the dust raised by the hoofs of the horses. And because of his labor, beads of sweat wetted his face. All these decorations, intensified by the wounds dealt by my sharp arrows, were enjoyed by him. Let my mind thus go unto Sri Krishna. In obedience to the command of his friend, Lord Sri Krishna entered the arena of the battlefield of Kurukshetra between the soldiers of Arjuna and Duryodhan. And while there, he shortened the lifespans of the opposite party by his merciful glance. This was done simply by his looking at the enemy. Let my mind be fixed upon that Sri Krishna. And when Arjuna, seemingly polluted by ignorance, upon observing the soldiers and commanders before him on the battlefield, the Lord eradicated his ignorance by delivering transcendental knowledge. So that's Bhagavad Gita. And that's what we're going to read when we do the first chapter. That's exactly what we're going to read. May his lotus feet always remain the object of my attraction, fulfilling my desire and sacrificing his own promise. Krishna got down from the chariot and took up a wheel and ran towards me hurriedly, just like a lion goes to kill an elephant. He even dropped his outer garment on the way. May Lord Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who awards salvation, be my ultimate destination. On the battlefield, he charged me as if angry because of the wounds dealt by my sharp arrows. His shield was scattered and his body was smeared with blood due to the wounds. At this moment of death, let my ultimate attraction be to Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead. I concentrate my mind upon the chariot driver of Arjuna, who stood with a whip in his right hand and a bridle rope in his left hand, and who was very careful to give protection to Arjuna's chariot by all means. Those who saw him on the battlefield of Kurukshetra attained their original forms after death. So that's what I wanted to read from Bhishma.